Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm so excited you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. Today is the second half of the live coaching call from the Seniorology semester where we discuss model teams. This episode is all about answering questions and having an open discussion on senior model teams, which is a huge part of marketing to seniors. I absolutely love my model team and believe that it has made my business what it is today. I believe model teams can work for you too if your goal is to specialize in seniors and fill your calendar full of booked senior sessions. If you haven't heard the first part of this two-part series, be sure to listen to episode 122. I'll be sure to add that link in the show notes. If you're a photographer looking to build the senior side of your photography business, specialize in seniors, and become the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program that will help you book more seniors, make four figures per senior session, build a successful senior model team, and so much more. There are currently three spots available, and you can visit www.seniorology.com/semester to learn more and apply to be a part of the program. Again, this is just a taste of what coaching calls are like inside the semester. So if you like what you hear on today's episode, be sure to apply to the semester. I would love to work with you. Okay, let's dive into part two of the model team Q&A coaching call. All right, so we had several questions on how do you create hype? How do you, create buzz to actually get people to want to be a part of the team? Okay, so that's kind of where we're going to gear this now. I definitely think that model teams breed more model teams, if that makes sense. So I think the first one's the hardest one to create hype around, okay? Because you've never done it before. Nobody has anything to see. But every time you do a model team, you should be actively marketing that model team throughout the entire year and not just when you're looking for your next model team. So I think a lot of the time, creating buzz is by showing what the model team is doing throughout the entire year. Okay. Of course, that's hard to do when it's your first one because you've never done it before. Right. I also think that when it is your first one, not to rely so heavily on social media and like a blanket post that says I'm looking for models, but rather reach out to people you know and then personally contact whoever names that you can get. I know Becky did that for her first one. And you did too. Okay. And that's what I still do it to this day.
My first one was just girls. I'd taken their senior pictures.
Right.
And I just asked them if they wanted to do more throughout the year.
Yep. Yep. And I think that's the best way because until you have a team to show, you've got to get people on it, right? To start showing what it is, why somebody would want to be a part of it. And honestly, it does create its own buzz if you do a really good job of documenting the process, right? I mean, if you're documenting every single shoot you're doing and you're showing how much fun it is and they're sharing photos. And, you know, it's just, it's a long game of the entire year showing off what you're doing and also involving your audience because younger people are following you. So just saying, hey, my model team and I are trying to figure out which shoot we want to do. Help us figure it out by voting on these, like those, there are ways to kind of constantly create buzz around your team so that when it's time to start looking for the next team, it doesn't come out of nowhere. People have been following along. But for that first one, it's real important to personally contact anybody you can and say, I would love for you to do this. It makes them feel really good to get that message. I still do that today because every model on my model team has to give me names of people in the class below them that I can contact before I ever put it out to the public. So, Becky, you want to speak on creating buzz hype?
Yeah. So because I'm in my first year, I had done senior photos for a few years. And so I had a couple of people that I was following on Instagram. And before that I was on like Facebook heavily, but then I switched to Instagram because that's where they all are. And then I just kind of like became the creepy lady and just started following everyone that I knew was in the class of 24. I would Instagram them in their DMs and just, I mean, emails to everybody. Hey, I think you'd be a really good fit. I'm rolling this model team out. And it was like a solid weekend of just contacting people, going back and forth with people. Here's what you can expect. You know, and just my, like I had a goal of how many I wanted to get on my VIP list so that I had a goal of how many I was hoping to sign. And now it's great. Like, some of my models are better than other, but I have one spokesmodel who's amazing. And when we were doing her senior photos and she was getting her hair done, she's like on her Instagram sending me all these girls she thinks is going to be great for next year's team. And, you know, like she's on the dance team and those dance team girls, you know, they tend to really like their photos taken. And so they talk to the other dance team girls. And like, I just want to get the team that I have now on, you know, kind of like shouting me out as much as possible because, you know, those high school kids, they don't want to hear from me. They'd rather hear from the girls.
Well,
I
and
have,
truth so. Of the matter is that they are seeing some of these girls that are on your team actively participating through what they're posting on Instagram and stuff. At school, the models, current models, are probably getting asked by future models, what's it like? You know, should I do this? That kind of thing. Yeah. So, you know, they can create the buzz too. Jaden, do you have any tips on
just
creating
pray the
buzz?
Pray the post.
Yeah, pray the post. Yeah.
I mean, I try to make sure that even when I'm in family season, I'm posting something about models or seniors like once a week.
Yeah.
I try to make sure I schedule my spring session, like my, you know, one of my spring like group sessions along with my launch so that I can talk about the launch, then shoot a session with the team, and then talk about the application process.
Absolutely. I definitely think that's a really good, you know, I typically start looking for the next year's team around November, December. And it's usually right after I've done that Christmas, we usually do a Christmas model team shoot so that we have that fresh content to share to start talking to the next team. So I think that's always a good thing. Another thing that I've, you know, done over the years is having the models like on a shoot, do like a fun little challenge or whoever posts the first selfie or whoever makes a TikTok while I'm over here shooting somebody else, like that creates buzz too, because that prompts them to make sure to share the behind the scenes stuff. Like we can't just share the final photos. We've got to show what being on the team is like. And I think that creates buzz too. So, okay. All right. So the next question is how many people is a good number? And with that is how many group shoots should you do? I don't think there's a perfect number. Like I think that, I mean, the very first year I did it, I had four. I've had 35 before. I have 23 this year. So I don't think there's a perfect number. I do think there's pros and cons to smaller versus bigger. Smaller, you can interact with them better. They bond a little bit better. Like when I had 35, like they didn't necessarily, I mean, they all got along fine, but there was definitely groups of people as opposed to the whole team kind of being a team. Plus there's only one me. So the bigger the group, there's a little less attention I can give. I don't think there's a perfect number. I think it depends on you, how much attention you want to give them, you know, how many people you want at a shoot at a time. I mean, if you don't want to shoot 25 girls at the same time, then don't have 25 or split the group up for the shoots, right? Either one of you have an answer to what's a good number?
I had nine my first year that actively showed up. And I felt like that 9-10 was I think it would take a lot more time for each shoot to go over that number for me. And I want to keep my shoots at about an hour. So,
right. So yeah. From a time standpoint,
nine or 10 was where I kind of thought like, all right, this is a good place to sit for these like hour long sessions.
Right.
And then I've got four this year, and I kind of hate that because I can have them bring two outfits to each shoot sometimes, depending on what we're doing. And they get the chance to have their picture taken in like two different outfits.
Kate was asking if all of my 23 are from the same school. No, there's five from one school, two from another, three from this school. It varies. And no, I don't shoot them all together. I typically split the group in the first hour's 10 or 11 and the second hour's 10 or 11. So that's how I do that because 23 is too many at one time. Just because I'm the kind of person that doesn't like to know there are people waiting. It stresses me out. So if there were, you know, if I was trying to take individuals of one person and 23 people or 22 people were standing behind me, like that would stress me out. Right. Less people waiting on their turn is easier for me to handle. So I usually do half for an hour and half for an hour. Becky, you have what, eight? How many?
No, I have five.
Five.
And I like that amount, especially this year, just because this is my learning curve year. Mm-hmm. And then that way, if I mess up, I'm messing up with less people, I guess. But
right.
And like Jane said, I like that I can give more attention to the girls. But my goal for next year is 10.
Yeah. I think honestly, 10 to 12 was my favorite number. So if I had to say the perfect number, that's probably what I would say. Because I remember the years where I had 10 or 12 and it worked really well. Not that 23 doesn't work well, it does, but it's just different, right? It's just a different way to handle people, right? So anyway, I would say there's no perfect number. You definitely won't probably two to three minimum. And then you can just grow it every year and you get to decide how many you want. I mean, you know, there are people out there I have a friend in Dallas that has 50 on her team, but now I don't think she shoots people outside of her team necessarily. You know what I mean? So it just all depends on you. How many group shoots you do again, I think, you know, there are different numbers. I guarantee five. And usually do about seven. Jane guarantees four. Becky, how many do you have?
Five.
I guess I guarantee four groups and an individual.
Right. And I'm counting the individual as part of that. So yeah. Okay. So we all guarantee five. I typically probably do seven or eight just because I always want to do something else. You know what I mean? Those are pop-ups. And I always think it's a really good idea to guarantee and then exceed expectations. As you see that you have time or need content, like that's what they're there for, you know, and that's only going to make them happy if they can participate more. So I think it's just a really good idea to look at your calendar, look at how often you want fresh content, new content. You might want to gear it toward, like we said earlier, you definitely probably want to shoot around the time that you're going to introduce or start looking for your next class. So that's the time you want to shoot. You definitely want to shoot at the very beginning so you can announce they're part of the team, give them something to announce they're on your team. they want their, you know, their individual photos are really good. One, holidays can be really good times to have a shoot. I typically do a headshot shoot as soon as they join the team. So while they are still juniors, then we do a group styled session with some sort of concept. And then we do a fall or winter, which is typically a Christmas one, shoot. We do a cap and gown shoot, and we do their individual senior session. So those are my guaranteed shoots. But I just did a pumpkin patch last week, and I have the other half this week. So, you know, that's a pop-up. And we have done another pop-up. What was it? Oh, pool party. We did a pool party this summer. So yeah. So, okay. We talked about that. We talked about how to get people. Did we talk about how to get people to sign up? We kind of generally said, you know, reach out to people individually. People do like the fact that you've taken the time to say, I think you would be really good as a part of this team, or so-and-so nominated you to be a part of this team. Like, those are really good tactics to reach out to individuals. Obviously, also posting on social. I think you always want to make sure you're posting everything on social, not only for whoever you're currently trying to recruit or, you know, get on your team, but just so future potential seniors see it too, right? You want to document everything, to be honest. Okay, we talked about how to communicate with your team. What type of incentives do you think high schoolers are motivated by, is the next question. So, you know, over the years, I've tried a bunch of different things. And again, I think sometimes, I do think sometimes it's good to test out things. I don't think any one of us should be afraid to test out things and see how it lands with our particular ideal client. Okay. I personally have tried the cash tactic. It never really worked for me. So that's not an incentive that I have found to work, but others may have. Have you guys ever tried to do cash or gifts or anything like that?
I have the cash incentive. And last year I had a girl that referred like six people. So she cashed out pretty nicely, but no one else has ever, you know, really taken. Yeah.
And I've tried the like credit thing. You know, I've had one or two back in the day, you know, maybe knew their mom wouldn't really want to spend as much money. So she worked for the so-called credit to get prints and products, but that was one out of 12 at the time I think I had. Most just, you know, assume that their parents will pay for it.
I think they're either going to do it and they're going to help you advertise, or they're not. It doesn't matter what kind of incentive you give.
Right.
And yeah. I will say, I had a girl last year that when, you know, when she signed up, she was all in. She was, you know, yes, I would love to help you promote, la, 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 la. And at the end, I like asked all of my girls, like, this is what you signed up for in the beginning. How do you feel about this now? And she was very, very honest, saying like, she was uncomfortable pushing her friends toward, you have to do this. You have to do this. Mm-hmm. And that she didn't really expect to be uncomfortable with it, but she found like the further through the years she got, the less and less she wanted to share about it. And it wasn't anything for me or anything like that. She just felt like it wasn't what she felt comfortable doing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I personally think, you know, shoots seem to be very motivating. They like to participate in shoots. I think the more communicative and team friendly, and, you know, give them a really good experience and make it about kind of that bonding type thing, that tends to motivate them, be an incentive for them to promote you. You know, just giving them a really good experience seems to be a natural motivator versus if you do this, you get this. I don't necessarily see teenagers today doing the whole you do this to get this type thing as much as I did see it back in 2012. I definitely saw it back in 2012, 13, 14, 15. You could say, I need you to get one referral in order to get this, and they would do it. I don't find that that's necessarily the biggest motivator today. Becky, do you have anything to add?
I mean, I haven't had that quite yet, but I agree with you, Leslie. I feel like a lot of the teenagers that I meet today, they don't really do things for what they can get mm-hmm. in this kind of mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. I think they're kind of like interested in who you are and mm-hmm. What you're like and, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of experience you can give them versus, you know, cold hard product or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I completely agree. Back in the day, I would say you have to get me one referral in order to get your senior photo shoot. And that, again, back in 2012, 13, 14, did motivate them. They would at least get that one referral so that they could get their senior shoot. But then over the years, I saw that kind of lacking. So I just switched to an all experience-based program, and I try to give them a team experience, you know, shoots as a part of that, events as a part of that. I do try to motivate them on the actual shoot to share through, like, make sure you're taking selfies or let's do a TikTok challenge or things of that sort. There's always going to be some that are incentivized more than others. I mean, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, there are going to be those that probably signed up just to have some shoots and have their senior shoot. I mean, I have one currently that hasn't showed up to a single shoot. So I guess she joined just to, I mean, I guess she will show up for her senior shoot, but, you know, and that's fine. You know, so, I think we all are in agreement that very specific incentives, it's more of an experience-based incentive and to be a part of something and to create those memories for your senior year seems to be the motivating factor, at least from my experience. When you guys
I feel like when you start to put the incentive in there, sometimes for them, it becomes salesy.
It kind of jobby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do think sometimes I've seen photographers sort of treat their model team a little bit more like employees. And I don't personally see that working so great. So I would probably advise against kind of treating them more like a transaction, like you have to, you know, like a job. I mean, you know what I mean? Like they're not an employee. So I think, you know, making sure that you're not treating them that way, like you have to do this to get this, like you have to show up for work to get paid. Like it's not like that, right? So I do think other things that you can do, I mean, honestly, as simple as checking in with them can be an incentive, right? Like if they feel like you genuinely care, or asking them for their input. I mean, like Jaden said, she asked this girl for her input. I think that makes people feel, you know, like they're important and that they matter and that they're a part of a team. And that to me is a good incentive.
Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.